Welcome to the Beer Den Podcast. Tonight we're drinking Brown Hound from Frankenmuth Brewing Company.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Beer Den Podcast. My name is Ethan Hoopy.
And I'm Michael LaRoe. Tonight we're drinking a beer from Frankenmuth Brewing Company up in Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their Brown Hound. How now? Brown Hound. Yes.
This is a Dunkel Lager. So it's going to be, it's a darker beer. Has kind of an off-white head to it. It still is actually pretty translucent for how dark it actually appears. You can see somewhat through it, like, especially if you're holding up to some light or something.
It has a nice aroma to it, though.
It does have a
slight chocolatey,
yeah.
A little bit of a real slight coffee roast to it.
Yeah.
That lager, the lager brew for it, I think makes it pretty smooth, too. And this has a nice malty backbone. I enjoy this one.
There is a sweetness to it. Some of that dark chocolate kind of taste. I also got a hint of sort of the dark fruit, kind of the brown ale type of flavors that we would get. I don't know if you necessarily got those, but I kind of got the same, I got a similar vibe from it.
I kind of get that little nutty aftertaste to it. I'm kind of getting that more than a fruitiness from it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's fruity, but it was that kind of, I don't know, it's difficult to explain.
Raisin,
it was more of a sensation.
Date. Okay.
Yeah, maybe sort of raisiny. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that we would describe, bed of nails, had kind of similar notes as that, at least to me.
It's a little similar, but I don't think it's as
strong. Yeah. It's not as strong as what that one was, but I just noticed some, when I took a sip of this, it definitely brought me back to kind of that bed of nails flavor. But there's definitely some slight coffee notes. I kind of noticed that sort of on the tail end of the flavor profile. Yeah, it was mainly sort of some chocolatey stuff up front. And yeah, there's definitely some nuttiness to it too.
Yeah, that to me, the nuttiest is kind of what stands out on it, is you get that lingering flavor. And it's not a bad one, and it's not an overwhelming linger either, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it's fairly smooth, actually.
So we base everything on three criteria here on the podcast. We have quality out of 50 points, value out of 25, and design out of 25. I like this a lot more than you did, Ethan. I actually scored it at a 34. Again, I thought that nice malty backbone to it, and I lean more towards a maltier beer. I thought this one did a really excellent job at being well-balanced and flavorful.
Yeah, I actually ended up going with a 28 for this one. I don't want to say it's just because I kind of had sort of a flashback to the bed of nails. And I don't know if that influenced what I perceived the flavors to be, but I do think it's a fairly smooth beer. The flavors aren't overpowering or anything like that. It's just, I think usually when I'm looking for a darker beer, I am looking for more of the coffee flavors and things like that. I don't know. There's just something about this that it wasn't bad, but it wasn't really good to me either. It wasn't what I was expecting, I guess.
Okay. Value wise, this came in at $9.99 for a six pack. I scored it at a 16. Ethan, you scored it at a 12. And I think that just reflects our overall quality scores and how those kind of stood up.
Yeah, basically.
Design-wise, we both agreed it scored an 18 out of the 25. I really liked the design over it. It does have the traditional Frankenmuth dachshunds on it.
Yeah.
Especially with it being Brown Hound, you would really hope that they would be on it. And they did not disappoint. Alcohol content is a 5.1%. And for this one, it has their website and it also has a hashtag Brown Hound. So I think that's good because it can tie everything across all social media for
it. Yeah, it's always good to see like hashtags and things like that to kind of give people somewhere to kind of post their comments on it and stuff. Yeah, I definitely I like the labeling and everything on it. I do wish that there was a neck label. There isn't a neck label or anything like that. So just kind of the top half of it seems a little naked.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wish that they would have filled something there. It's also just kind of a plain generic bottle, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but you're not scoring any points, you know, with us. But as far as the information and everything that's actually on the label, it does have a description. Like you mentioned, it has the website and like a hashtag and everything like that. The image on it, the actual like artwork on it looks really good and like ties everything kind of together with the Brown Hound. And, you know, it just kind of touches on a lot of the stuff that we like to look for on the bottles. So I think information wise, it's doing a lot of good things. I think it just feels a bit plain. It would do well to have a little bit better space management, I think, having like a neck label or something to really fill it out.
Space management. I like that. So overall, that's a 58 for you, Ethan, and a 68 for myself. We're going to average those out, and we have a 63 out of 100 for Frankenmuth Brewing Company's Brown Hound Dunkel Lager.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to another Beer Den review.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. Links down in the description.
Subscribe, like, and share. And if there are any beers you would like us to try out, leave them in the comments below.
We'll see you on the next episode of the Beer Den Podcast.